This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Power 98.7, progressively elevating the conversation. Now we're talking.
All right, it's 19:18, the time now on Power Business. I'm Nosipho Radebe, standing in for Noluthando Mthunti Mlambo. We move now to our Ask Your HR segment. Managing expectations in the workplace is challenging, even more so when faced with the career aspirations of four different generations in one organization or even one team. Employees are living longer and want to retire later, which means more and more organizations find themselves with a generation mix from baby boomers to Gen Z. Each, depending on their life stage, will have different needs, wants, views, and expectations about remuneration, benefits, and their career. Now, for this conversation, we're joined now by Dion Smit, a Master Reward Specialist and Executive Committee Member at the South African Reward Association. A very good evening to you, Dion, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good evening, and good evening to the listeners.
All right, Dion, let's first start at looking at rewards and the kind of remuneration that normally takes place in the South African labor market.
Yeah, I think it's important to look at reward first. And reward is just the term or the umbrella term that we use. And it includes quite a range of elements. The first being your normal guaranteed pay, incentives, as well as benefits. But broader than that, under reward, it's also your work environment, the wellness, career opportunities, development, recognition, non-financial and financial. All these things are quite important and all fall under the umbrella of reward. And at Tara, we look at all these elements to make sure that these elements work together in our organizations, in the industry that we work in, to make sure they are put together in a way that motivates, attracts, and retains employees.
All right, Dion, now talk to us about the number of factors that speak to remuneration that an individual has to bring to the table in order for you to be adequately remunerated. You've touched on some. And what trends are you seeing in between the different generations within the workplace?
Yeah, I think just on remuneration, I think there's so many factors in the South African labor market. You know, we've got a massive skill shortage, high unemployment rate, and not necessarily the right skills to go into those scarce skills. And I think that companies or organizations are putting a lot of effort in training up their own skills to do that and fill those gaps internally. And some roles are so sought after that the salaries that go with them, it obviously always comes at a premium price for certain areas and spaces. But you know, I think that in the generations, especially, it comes a bit more nuanced. I think there you'll see that people have different aspirations in terms of what they want from their workplace, where we have baby boomers that on their way out, they only consist about 13% of the workplace. You know, they're thinking about pension, retirement, they want to make sure they put enough away. So their priority is making sure they save enough and there's some rigidity in their career. You know, they might feel that they're in the swan song of their career. And they also a generation that's much more loyal. A lot of them have been working for certain organizations for 20, 30, 40 years. When on the other side of the coin, you have a generation coming into the workplace, which is already one quarter of the workplace, that aren't as loyal anymore. They won't even work. Money is not the most important thing for them. They work to live and not live to work. And so their mentality and philosophy of life and work has fundamentally changed. And they almost want to work on their terms, which is quite a change and it's quite a challenge to the current status quo in the workplace.
Yes, Dion. So on that, you know, that note of that generational mix and how it's changing up the workplace, talk to us about how conflicts between multi-generations in the workplace is managed.
Yeah, I think previous conversations that I've had is it's all about education of line managers and information. Like you will have a psychometric assessment and to know an employee better or your team better, knowing the generational makeup of your team also is very important. I think knowing how people want to be managed, also what is important for them and what their own ambition is, helps a lot with managing that type of conflict. The other thing that also helps, there's a term called cuspers. It's people that are sitting in the middle of two generations. So if you're in the middle of a millennial in a Gen X, like another, one of the terms they coined is Zennials. So you have a foot in each generation. I found that teams that have almost these types of individuals also in the team helps almost bridge the gap between generations and working together and working because there's different ways of work. And between those, the education of line managers, understanding teams better, and I do training for teams where we sit down, we look at the makeup, we understand how it differs, and I really believe that helps employers, but also other employees to understand how their colleagues maybe differ in terms of their ways of work and adapt in their approach. Can bring greater productivity, efficiency, but also engagement of teams.
Yes, now on that note of, you know, how to appease the different generations from the baby boomers who want to retire and the Gen Zs who really want to work to live, as a company, how do I work around rewarding a multi-generational workforce? What do I consider?
So I think that is important to have a framework that even because certain things have to be in balance because there's an affordability aspect, there's the size of the company, and some companies are only able to provide certain things. But if you have a broad framework where these things can operate in, and I love to use the example of pension funds or retirement funds, you know, the one wants to do maximum, the other one wants to do as little. A Gen X will say, listen, money in my pocket, I still have to build my life. I want to contribute as little as I have to. And giving people flexibility to either be on the one side of the spectrum, but and on the other side of the spectrum, max it out if you're a baby boomer. If you have those parameters in place, you allow for people to decide for themselves what is their current need in their situation. I think that helps a lot in terms of attraction as well for younger employees, that you have the basics in place. But it's not so hamstrung that you're living from one paycheck to paycheck. You have more flexibility in your cash flow, and you can set that parameter so that you can live the life that you choose to live. Every decision comes with consequences, and I think employees need to ensure that they provide employees with all the advice and information to make that decision, but giving them the scope to make those decisions for themselves with education that goes that with that, for example, and advice from financial advisors to assist them. So if you put all those things in place, I think you can bridge a lot of the issues in terms of one generation's needs versus the next generation's needs, and actually have a get to a happy medium where you can solve everybody's problem in a different way. Mm. And my old boss always said, you know, give employees a pick and pay system. So set up your employee benefits and your M like that, that people can choose what they want and what they need and what their situation as a family is, where they live, and their age, whatever that might be. And then they can choose those items that is most significant to them. And then in that boundaries, you can satisfy those needs.
All right, Dion. Lastly, let's talk about the issue of pay parity within the different generations in the workplace. And how can we solve this issue?
Apologies, I missed that first part of that question.
No problem. Let me repeat that. So I wanted to know if we could talk about the issue of pay parity within the different generations in the workplace and how we can solve this.
So I think firstly, pay parity, as ever, is a very sensitive topic. I think that to solve that, it's a long journey. And I think that we need to establish first, are we comparing pay of work of equal value, is it comparable between those things? As someone that is a baby boomer and someone in Gen Z, if they sit in the same role, the baby boomer comes with much more experience in the same role, therefore will be higher on the scale in terms of pay, just by the years of experience. I think certain roles become very technical, but I think that there is an allowance of pay differences. That doesn't mean people have to earn exactly the same. I think pay parity is people need to earn in the same range. And I think we've done a lot of work. There's a lot of new legislation coming up for pay transparency in South Africa, what companies must publish. And I think that's going to bring a lot of focus internally for companies. The other way is to make sure that there's a proper grading and job description system in your company, to make sure that you have defined the roles properly and defined the level properly, so that if you get challenged on those things, that you can determine actually which job is at a higher value or lower value. And because sometimes employees never, they don't understand maybe one role versus the next. They think they do this exact same thing. There might be nuances. And I think if the employer has that information ready, they can answer those questions. And I answer those questions for employees too, if they do get the question.
Definitely. I think the onus is on both the employer and the employee to definitely work on this collaboratively. But I think just one last question, Dion, what types of minimum benefits and rewards should companies be putting in place in the workplace to cater for the different needs of the different generations in the workplace?
Sure. I think that there's no easy answer, and then a good consultant answer will be it depends. And I think it's largely due to affordability. So I say that I prefer a total cost of company base of paying employees. So you pay employer market rate, and then you can structure your own package based on the benefits that you need. Therefore, the top end is the same. It's market related, and you don't have issues in that way.
All right, Dion, that's all the time we have for this evening. Thank you so much, Dion, for that conversation.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. That was Dion Smit, the Master Reward Specialist and Executive Committee Member at the South African Reward Association, speaking to us about managing expectations in the workplace between the different generations, from the baby boomers who are more interested in their pension funds to the Gen Zs who really want a focus on how their money can stretch their lives.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.